Looking back, we should have been able to see the connection between the mists, Allomancy, and the power at the Well of Ascension. Not only could Allomancer's vision pierce the mists, but there was the fact that the mists swirled slightly around the body of a person using any kind of Allomancy. More telling, perhaps, was the fact that when a Hemalurgist used his abilities, it drove the mists away. The closer one came to ruin, the more under his influence, and the longer one bore his spikes, the more the mists were repelled. 77. Elland stood in the rubble of Creedic Shaw, mind numb as he contemplated the destruction. It seemed impossible. What force could have leveled such an enormous, majestic building? What could have caused such destruction, breaking apart buildings and flinging rubble several streets away? And all of the destruction was focused here, at what had once been the center of the Lord Ruler's power. Elland skidded down some rubble, approaching the center of what looked like an impact crater. He turned around in the dark night, looking at the fallen blocks and spires. "Lord Ruler," he swore quietly, unable to help himself. Had something happened at the Well of Ascension? Had it exploded? Elland turned, looking across his city. It appeared to be empty. Luthadel, largest metropolis in the Final Empire, seat of his government. Empty. Much of it in ruins, a good third of it burned, and Creedic Shaw itself flattened as if it had been pounded by the fist of a god. Elland dropped a coin and shot away, heading along his original path, toward the northeastern section of the city. He'd come to Luthadel hoping to find Vin, but had been forced to take a slight detour to the south in order to get around a particularly large swath of lava, burning the plains around Mount Tyrian. That sight, along with the sight of Luthadel in ruin, left him very disturbed. Where was Vin? He jumped from building to building. He kicked up ash with each leap. Things were happening. The ash was slowly trickling away. In fact, it had mostly stopped falling. That was good, but he remembered well a short time ago, when the sun had suddenly blazed with an amazing intensity. Those few moments had burned him so that his face still hurt. Then the sun had dropped. It had fallen below the horizon in less than a second, the ground lurching beneath Ellen's feet. Part of him assumed that he was going mad, yet he could not deny that it was now nighttime, even if his body, and one of the city clocks he had visited, indicated that it should have been afternoon. He landed on a building, then jumped off, pushing against a broken door handle. He shivered as he moved in the open air of darkness. It was night, the stars blazing uncomfortably above, and there was no mist. Vin had told him that the mists would protect him. What would protect him now that they were gone? He made his way to Keep Venture, his palace. He found the building to be a burned-out husk. He landed in the courtyard, staring up at his home, the place he had been raised, trying to make sense of the destruction. Several guards in the brown colors of his livery lay decomposing on the cobblestones. All was still. "What in the hell happened here?" he thought with frustration. He poked through the building, but found no clues. All had been burned. He left via a broken window on the top floor, then paused at something he saw in the rear courtyard. He dropped to the ground. And there, beneath a patio canopy that had kept off much of the ash, he found a corpse in a fine gentleman's suit, lying on the cobbles. Elland rolled it over, noting the sword thrust through its stomach and the posture of a suicide. The corpse's fingers still held the weapon. Penrod, he thought, recognizing the face. Dead, presumably by his own hand. Something lay scrawled in charcoal on the patio floor. Elland wiped away the drifted ash, smudging the letters in the process. Fortunately, he could still read them. "I'm sorry," it read. "Something has taken control of me, of this city. I am lucid only part of the time. Better to kill myself than to cause more destruction. Look toward the terrace dominance for your people." Ellen turned toward the north. Terrace? That seemed like a very odd place in which to seek refuge. If the people of the city had fled, then why would they have left the central dominance, the place where the mists were the weakest? He eyed the scribbles. Ruin, a voice seemed to whisper. Lies. Ruin could change text. Words like Penrod's couldn't be trusted. Elland bid a silent farewell to the corpse, wishing he had the time to bury the old statesman, then dropped a coin to push himself into the air. The people of Luthadel had gone somewhere. If Ruin had found a way to kill them, then Elland would have found more corpses. He suspected that if he took the time to search, he could probably find people still hiding in the city. Likely the disappearance of the mists, then the sudden change from day to night, had driven them into hiding. Perhaps they had made it to the storage cavern beneath Creedic Shaw. Elland hoped that not many had gone there, considering the damage that had been done to the palace. If there were people there, they would be sealed in.
West, the wind seemed to whisper. Pits.
Ruined usually changes text so that it's very similar to what it said before, Elland thought. So, Penrod probably did write most of those words, trying to tell me where to go to find my people. Ruin made it sound like they went to the Terrace Dominance. But what if Penrod originally wrote that they went to the Terrace People? It made good sense. If he'd fled Luthadel, he would have gone there. It was a place where there was already an established group of refugees, a group with herds, crops, and food. Elland turned west, leaving the city, cloak flapping with each alimentic bound. Suddenly, Ruin's frustration made even more sense to Vin. She felt she held the power of all creation, yet it took everything she had to get even a few words to Elland. She wasn't even certain if he'd heard her or not. She knew him so well, however, that she felt a connection. Despite Ruin's efforts to block her, she felt as if some part of her had been able to get through to some part of Elland. Perhaps in the same way Ruin was able to communicate with his inquisitors and followers? Still, her near impotence was infuriating.
Balance, Ruin spat. Balance imprisoned me. Preservation's sacrifice. That was to siphon off the part of me that was stronger, to lock it away, to leave me equal with him again. For a time. Only for a time. And what is time to us, Vin? Nothing.